Sulphur Springs School Superintendent Michael Lamb commented Friday on the use of Twitter accounts to malign students, including some in Sulphur Springs. Lamb said they made some breakthroughs on Thursday.
Well, as you know, we've had some issues this week with a lot of Twitter banter, and some of us adults don't fully understand Twitter. We've certainly got a lesson this week. But it's been a little bit rough. You know, there's some mean stuff being said. To try to track that down is not necessarily easy. At first, it looked almost hopeless, but we've been excited that our officers have been able to work with Twitter, the company, to help us. And so for a couple of days there was a lot of behind-the-scenes things going on, but slowly but surely they've helped us locate some of the originators of this. The problem has been it could have been people not even associated with our school, not even living in this town, and at one time looked like that might be the case. We've shut a couple of the sites down, but it comes right back up with one letter changed, and so we've kind of learned that lesson. There's been some copycat stuff go on. We think there's one or two people that kind of started it, but since then we think several others have kind of picked up on the idea and taken it as well. So it's been a bit of a roller coaster this week, but as of pretty late yesterday, we made some pretty big breakthroughs with it, and you know, we want to feel like maybe it'll start to really shut itself down, but you just don't know how much copycat, how much, you know, maybe even people not even associated with us. As much as we think we found it, we kind of wait and see if we have or haven't. I mean, it could spurt right back up just as quickly as we think we've derailed some of it. We've certainly found some very involved people, and so we're dealing with that in-house and dealing with it, you know, fairly severely. So we try not to sensationalize this so that the people that are doing it get excited about all the advertisement they might be getting. And so our Mr. Williams, our high school principal, and our law enforcement group, and Mr. Carter, you know, they've done some good work this week in getting to the bottom of it. And like I said, as of late yesterday, we made a lot of breakthroughs.
Mm-hmm. We've heard everything from Quitman to Yantis, you know, like Edgewood. I mean, it's like we're not alone in this thing.
Yeah, just, you know, once I said, and so much of this is us as adults and our ignorance on what Twitter can do and is doing. But the first few things we saw really appeared to be maybe just some Joe Blow that was saying, hey, send me your dirt and I'll spit it out for you in an anonymous way, because did mention Quitman and Edgewood and some different stuff. But you just kind of had a feeling with how personal some of it was about Sulphur Springs kids. There almost had to be an in-house situation. Seemed odd at first for none of our students to be able to say, yeah, I think it's so-and-so. I mean, we really had a strong feeling at first that it wasn't even somebody we know or even close by, which lends itself to, you know, I think to the general public, it seems easy enough to say, well, you know, just tell them to not be on their phones or whatever. This could have been like a needle in a haystack. You know, it could have been somebody sitting at home, you know, in a given day doing all this. It was concerning that it was being done during school hours. However, like I said, one kid sits home one day and does that, or one adult that's really trying to get their kicks sitting at home doing that. I mean, those were all possibilities.
Mm-hmm. If a student is identified, I would assume they face some pretty heavy academic penalties, you know, that could affect, you know, a lot of different things, I would think.
Yes. There'll be some. There's a lot to it. You know, we interestingly enough, Mr. Williams and I were sitting in a session, a conference, so to speak, yesterday with a law firm talking to us about the pitfalls of social media. And,
wow.
You know, he's making a ton of notes while he's getting text on what's going on with the investigation. And, you know, we learned and we knew Mr. Williams was able to state yesterday, you know, in comparing to what that law firm said, we've done everything right to this point. And he was excited about that. But, you know, crazy as it may sound, somebody's First Right Amendment to say I don't like Mr. Lamb or whatever else, if they do it 10 o'clock at night on their own time on their own computer, it becomes pretty hard to do much with. Mm-hmm. Now, we all know that there was some severe accusations made here, some serious just almost bullying, and all that's going to be supported when the time comes. But we certainly have to have that evidence in place that violations were made. Mm-hmm. It's just not all that simple, but in this case, they've almost made it simple from the severity of what's been said through the Twitter.
KSST News.